We all know there's blind spots to look out for when you're driving a car, but did you know you can also have blind spots when you're trying to solve problems? It may be easy to see the blind spots of others and wonder why they don't solve problems in the same easy ways that you see, but it could be that they really just don't see them. Learn how to recognize these blind spots and make sure you're not missing some of your own today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer, songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is episode number 23 on the podcast, where I help people see different ways of thinking that can help you in improving your relationships and your life. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do Concept is a model I developed to help people understand the different ways people think. There's a spectrum between opposite ways of thinking that I call be thinking and do thinking. When you understand these differences, it can help you in being able to love, understand people better, and get along with people who think differently than you. It can also help you recognize the blind spots you may be missing so that you can move forward and not get stuck as you're trying to be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. Before I jump into today's topic about blind spots, let me give a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. This concept came as an answer to my prayers and in trying to understand and love people I cared about. I hope it will be an answer to yours as you navigate trying to get along with the difficult people in your life and being able to move forward, but please check with a doctor or certified therapist before you make any life-altering decisions. Okay, with that out of the way, let's get started. First of all, let's talk about what these blind spots are. You may not have even known you had a blind spot because it's not something we talk about all the time. But I think it's really important that we start understanding these different ways of thinking because they do cause blind spots when we don't understand them and when we're expecting that people see things that they just don't because they think in a different way. Blind spots are what happens when you don't see someone else's perspective or they don't see yours. It can feel like they just aren't trying to see it, or that they don't want to see your perspective because it would mean that they would have to change. But I want you to be open, at least during this podcast, to think that it might mean something different. And in fact, it can also mean that you might possibly have a blind spot because there's things about them and their perspective that you may not be seeing. This happens all the time because often the way we feel is the same way that they're feeling, but it's for opposite reasons and usually because of different ways of thinking. It causes different perspectives. Once you understand these differences, it's easy to understand why people think the way they do, why they do the things they do, and it can help you understand a different perspective than your own. Maybe one you've been blind to in the past or really didn't think that it would make a difference. In relationships, it's so important that we look at what people are saying, try to understand their perspective, and not just blow them off. But when we can look at things differently, and with the Be Do concept, that makes it so much easier, then things can get better and you can improve your relationships and your life. So let's take the basic be and do different ways of thinking today. If you're a be thinker, you may be focused more on how people are trying to be. That's how you see things, that's how you focus, and it's a lot of the time how you assume everyone else is focusing as well. You may run into someone who is frustrated with something you're doing and just wants you to change it, or they may say that you're hurting them by something you're doing. Well, a be thinker who doesn't understand do thinking might really get frustrated with someone who's saying things like that. It's never kind to blame people for how they feel. They should take ownership for their feelings and not blame other people for that. It's something that be thinkers are really good at, and they can always try to control that, at least in themselves, how they're being and how their feelings are affecting other people around them. Well, if someone doesn't think in that same being way, it could be really easy to just believe that the other person isn't trying, or that they should change their feelings and how they're being, because that's how you would solve that problem. And to think that you might have to do something that they want you to do can feel very controlling and manipulative when they're not even trying to control their feelings or how they're being. But this is a blind spot, and it happens because they don't think in the same be thinking way as you. They may be completely blind to it. Do thinkers aren't able to control their feelings sometimes. For them, feelings are what comes naturally based on what they or other people are doing. They may not know how to change their feelings unless they can somehow get you to do something that will help them feel the way you want them to. They can feel completely stuck if they can't figure out how to just be the way you want them to be when you're not willing to do something that can help them. It could be really easy for the B thinker to just say, well, you should change how you're being or change how you're feeling. But when we're expecting a do thinker or someone who can't just do that to do what feels impossible, that's a surefire way of messing up any relationship. Effectively, it's a blind spot for them. They don't see how to do that. I want you to picture for a moment a blind person. I mean, a physically blind person who can't see. How kind is it to get mad at the blind person because they don't see? I mean, you can say and tell them that they should be able to see, but if that's not something they can do, then that's just mean. Well, thankfully, we don't usually have problems with that because we understand that blind people can't see. And it's easy to forgive them because we know that that's a difference and something that's really hard and even impossible for them to see in the same ways that we can. Well, with the be-do concept, we have a similar type thing, except we haven't always been aware of these differences in thinking. But it works the same way in that we have these blind spots because of our different ways of thinking that make it so we can't do some of the things that we expect other people can and to be. We can't always be the way that we expect other people to be because of these be-do differences in our thinking. Now, obviously, this is a little different because people can learn how to see these different ways of thinking, and it can help you in being able to control your emotions, to being able to do what you didn't think you could do. And that's why I love to teach and help mentor people so that they can use these different ways of thinking. But for now, most people don't know about these differences. And I want you to understand just how hard it is to change something that you feel like is impossible. It feels like who you are and shouldn't be changed. Like the blind person who doesn't know how to see, unless somebody was telling them how they could see and it was actually a possible way, just telling them, well, golly, you're an awful person because you can't see, obviously isn't kind. But that's how it can come across if we're expecting people to just do something the way we can or to just be a way that we don't know how to. Let's look at the do way of thinking now. Do thinkers are always focused on what they do. It's really easy for them to change what they do to get a better result, a better situation, a different scenario, or to be able to change their feelings or to be able to get along with people, to have a better relationship with them. It's easy for them to change what they do, and energy is never a problem. It's just a choice of should I do it or should I not do it. They see that the decision of whether or not they're going to do something is the kind of person they are. Are they going to choose to be kind, or are they going to choose to be really frustrating and not do the thing that would solve the problem or help people to feel happy or those types of things? So when someone is upset with them and saying, well, you're just trying to control or manipulate me, or they're not willing to do what you're suggesting that would solve all of the problems, It can make do-thinkers pretty frustrated and upset and very judgmental, because if they would just do, it might be able to solve all the problems. But what they may not understand is that in their B way of thinking, doing isn't so easy. It's not something they can do. For them to be able to just do something like they're mentioning could mean changing who they are as a person in order to be able to do it. And that doesn't feel like something that somebody should ask. And so for them to just expect that they can do something feels really mean and feels very hurtful, even though the do thinker may be trying to help and just giving them the easy solution to their problem. Again, it's because of a blind spot, something that the be thinker doesn't see. But hopefully you can see that anytime we're trying to solve a problem and the other person doesn't see and we get angry with them, it's probably because we also have a blind spot. We aren't seeing their perspective, and that just makes the situation all the worse. How does it feel when someone gets upset with you for not solving a problem in the way they think it should be handled? Usually we have our own reasons why we don't think it's going to work, or we may not feel like it's really an option, though to others it may seem like a completely reasonable option. When someone gets upset with us, often we feel misunderstood. We feel like other people don't care or that they don't love us. And it's really easy to fall into the trap of wanting to blame them for all of the problems that we have, for why we feel the way we do, or why we have to do things the way we do. But that only keeps a person stuck. And we want to make sure that we're not getting stuck in our own blind spots, not being able to see some of those easy solutions that could solve our problems. And we also don't want to cause damage in our relationships by thinking that people are trying to hurt us when they're actually just trying to help. I believe that people really are trying to help most of the time. People usually do have good intentions. That is until they think maybe other people are being mean, and then we get into revenge type scenarios, and of course it can go bad from there, and it is intentional at that point. But I think at the beginning, people don't just go around trying to make other people upset or angry or try to control and manipulate people. I really believe that they are trying to help in the ways that they see, but they may have their blind spots and you may too. And it doesn't mean that your solution isn't the perfect way to solve the problem. But again, it may just be something they can't do or that they can't be. Continuing to assert that that's the answer to their problem and not listening to their ideas for what you could do or how you could be to help them isn't helpful, and it isn't going to solve the problem. And again, it's because of blind spots. So what can you do to help someone who has a blind spot and isn't seeing the easy solution to their problem that you do see? How can you help them in ways that don't hurt, but can actually help them? And I really think this is the most important part of the podcast that I'm hoping you'll get today. Because most of the time, again, I think people are trying to help. Because most of the time, I don't think people are trying to be stubborn or selfish or not wanting to do what we suggest. But again, it's a blind spot that's keeping them from feeling like they can follow your suggestion. And so my suggestion in being able to solve those problems is to be able to see their perspective of why they want you to either be or to do in order to solve their problem. It's being able to see their perspective and seeing why they think the way they do. It's learning their way of thinking so that you can validate that that is a good way to think, that it is a way to solve the problem. They're not going to understand why you won't just be or do until you can tell them, actually, I have a problem with just being able to be or just being able to do. And it's not because I'm trying to be mean, but it's because I have an inability to be or do, and to have these conversations that help them to know it's not personal, it's not about them or trying to be mean, but it's more about our different ways of thinking and how we see things. And when we can see their perspective and we start to see these areas that maybe we've been blind in, suddenly we can see new perspective. We can see how they have been trying to help us, trying to be able to see that maybe we have been unkind in expecting them to be or do in ways that they didn't feel like they could before. Once you start understanding their way of thinking and you're no longer blind to their perspective, then you might understand better why your solution doesn't work for them. And to be willing to do the kind thing that they are suggesting that you do. A lot of times when we suggest things that will help us to be able to be or do what they're asking us to do, it's not because we're trying to control, but it's because we need other people to help us to be or do. I'm a do thinker, and so it would really help me if other people would do certain things because it would help me to be the way they wanted me to be happier, to be more confident. And for be thinkers, that just doesn't make sense because they're like, well, why don't you just be? But they may not understand that doing aspect can really help me to be because I can't just be. It's just hard. But I've also learned that there are ways I can just be for the be thinkers who need other people to be that can help them to do. We have this opposite relationship of needing other people to be or to do to help us to be or do. I know that's maybe confusing, but I think as you think about that in your own life, what do you need other people to do or to be to help you to be or do? It can help you understand yourself and understand other people better, and that they aren't trying to control you, but sometimes they need you to do those things to help them to be or do in the ways you're asking them. My life has completely changed for the better as I've been able to learn about these opposite ways of thinking. I never knew it was possible to change how I felt, to just be a certain way, and that it didn't have to come from doing something first. It hasn't been easy to learn, but it's been powerful, and it's really helped me to be more confident and to not get so stuck when other people don't do what I want them to do, and I don't have to be upset and angry about that. And as you start to learn these different ways of thinking, it won't just change your life, but it'll actually make a difference to those that are around you, because we do make a difference all the time, whether we know it or not. And when we're making sure that that difference is a good difference, then our lives are going to be a lot better than when we're unintentionally hurting people just because of our expectations. I love reading Matthew 7, where Jesus is teaching the Sermon on the Mount, and he talks about not judging people. Learning the be-do concept has made this chapter make so much more sense to me. Because when you understand different ways of thinking, and it's often how we judge people, thinking we know better than them what they should do or how they should be, in this chapter, Jesus says, "With what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" Imagine when we're getting upset with somebody else because they're not just doing or they're not just being how we think they should be, but in their way of thinking, they have been trying to be everything they could be or do everything they could do. But we didn't see it because we didn't see that opposite way of thinking. Jesus continues, "Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye." Often we think we're doing good by helping people see what they don't see, but we don't always understand that in our efforts to help other people see their blind spots, we're completely missing our own blind spots, and we're causing more damage than we are good. Jesus says, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote," or the tiny problem they may have, "out of thy brother's eye. He may not see the easy solution you do. It may be a blind spot for him. But as you do all you can to solve the problem and recognize that he's probably doing the best he can as well to solve the problem, to be able to understand and love each other in expecting that we really are trying to do our best, relationships will naturally improve. We'll be able to get along better, and we'll be able to avoid the contention and problems that often happen when we just judge each other as not trying or just trying to hurt us, which is often not the case. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. I'm grateful to be able to share some of these things I've learned with you. They really have made such a big difference, and I hope that they've been helpful to you as well. If you know someone that could use this message, I hope you'll share it with them. It really is important as you learn this concept that you don't share it in a way that makes them think that you think they're blind, but you can share it in ways that tell them that you're just recognizing that maybe you've been blind and you would like them to help you understand some of your blind spots. I think anytime we try to solve our problems with love, we're always going to get a much better response. And I hope that you're recognizing some of these different ways of thinking that are helping you to improve your relationships and your life. Again, thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send them my way. And if you'd like any help in being able to be and do and recognize some of these blind spots, I'd love to help. And you can see that help on my website, which is in the description. So again, thanks so much for listening, and I'll chat with you again next week here on the Be Do Concept Podcast.